Step 1. Choose the right spot. A wildlife pond should be in a place with some sun and some shade. Avoid putting it under large trees, because falling leaves will make the water dirty. A flat area is best, so that the edges are at the same level. Step 2. Plan the size and shape. Mark the outline with a rope or a hose pipe. Natural shapes, round or oval, are better than straight lines. Your pond doesn't have to be huge. Even a pond the size of a dinner table can support a surprising amount of wildlife. Step 3. Dig the hole. The middle should be about 60 centimetres deep, but make sure the edges slope gently. The gentle slope is important so that small animals, such as hedgehogs, can climb out easily if they fall in. Step 4. Remove any sharp stones from the hole. Then add a layer of sand or old newspaper. This will protect the liner from being damaged. Step 5. Place a pond liner carefully over the hole. Let it settle into the shape. Leave some extra material around the edges so that you can fix it down later. Step 6. Fill the pond with rainwater if possible. Tap water contains chemicals that are not good for wildlife, so rainwater is much better. Step 7. Add native plants around the edges and inside the pond. Avoid invasive species. Ask at a local garden centre if you're not sure. A mix of plants at different depths works best. Step 8. Finally, be patient. Do not add fish. They will eat the eggs of frogs and insects. Within a few weeks, wildlife will find your pond on its own. Within a few months, you will be amazed at how much life it supports.